Hi, thank you very much. I want to share this pilot project that we completed in June of this year using a BlackBerry. And the BlackBerry actually had live access to a system we use called Prism. It's our case management investigative system. It does our reporting for us. It does all of our, it's basically our one in everything tool in the SED program. And I wanted to start out by saying that, you know, our objective with every dollar that we receive at the state level, or I would say at the local level, is to maximize what we get out of every dollar that we spend. We look for that perfect union that we always like to have, not only in marriage, but in technology. The right place, the right technology, the right process, because you want to influence the outcome and you want to positively promote positive health outcomes with whatever you're investing in terms of technology. So let me give you the why of what we went into, why we even started this project. You have to understand where I work, there's a state of 19 million people. We have almost 100,000 cases of disease that we report every year. We have 125 investigators across the state of Florida. Some of these investigators, they're commonly referred DIS, which is disease intervention specialists, can cover an area, one individual of 1,800 square miles. Some of these DIS are responsible for population densities in an area of almost 1,347 people per square mile. If you know anything about Florida, you can be in the middle of Miami-Dade County, and 3 hours later, you can be in the middle of nowhere, which is basically swamp. So we have a very diverse geography in the state of Florida. The other thing you have to understand is these folks, which are the rudimentary people who are delivering healthcare services to the people face-to-face, carry an incredible burden. On any given day, these individuals have 30 open field investigations. They got 18 open interviews that they haven't closed yet. There's at least 46 pregnant women infected with an STD in their pouch that they're following up through the birth of the child. Just a little factoid for you, okay? There's 512 STD clients per day flowing through our health departments. That's 64 an hour. We provide almost, well, a little over 2,600 STD services per day. That's 332 an hour. It's a little STD factory down there if you didn't know that. Continuing on with the why, well, in this incredible environment of demand or need for the services, you have the equal and opposite reaction of the lack of resources for meeting that need. For example, we have just gone through a series of losses in terms of our FTEs, not necessarily because we've received federal funding that's been level for year after year, but as you know, the economic environment around us, and if you're not familiar with that economic environment, I suggest you take a walk around the block and count the number of empty buildings and closed restaurants, and you'll get an understanding why we might be losing a lot of our available resources. We also have to understand that although our resources are decreasing, our costs are going up. I don't know if you know this, but it costs a lot to fill a gas, your car. Our intervention specialists are responsible for driving away from the health departments, finding the people, transporting the people back to the health department. They're all over the place with their cars, and that fuel cost is significant. With FTEs, when you're paying for people, as you know, in any good business, you've got fringe and miscellaneous expenses that goes with these FTEs. And by the way, cost of a pencil 10 years ago went up, and everything else goes up along with it. Another little fact, in case you didn't know that, we diagnose about 266 people with an STD every day. That's about 11 an hour. 176 of these are diagnosed for people between the ages of 15 and 24 years of age. That's about one every 8 minutes. So why? What's the role of informatics from our perspective in terms of technology and support? First of all, we've got to do more with less. We've got to tie efficiency to what we're doing. We're trying to put mobile technology to work that actually has an impact on the services that we're providing. We want critical information and systems in the hands of the people in the field. So for those of you who are not familiar with an STD program, let me give you a little brief little introduction about how the world works for investigators. They come in the morning, they fill up their pouch with 60, 70 pieces of paper. The pouch is zipped. They leave the office. When they're out of the office, the only connection they've got to the office is a telephone call and their pieces of paper. But what we tried to do is take what is available to them in the office and put it in their hands when they're in the field. We wanted to reduce redundancy. There's nothing more frustrating to an individual who takes those pieces of paper out into the field, conducts the investigation, documents everything on them, turns right back around the next day, has to go back into the office and put everything in, delaying the next rotation of the same cycle. We really wanted to examine the impact on our health outcomes. We wanted to look at our indicators and the national performance measures that every STD program is responsible for reporting on at the conclusion of the project. And I want to share that with you as well. So what did we do? We picked 50 volunteers. There's only 120 DIS, so there was a little arm twisting going on, so the word volunteer I use very loosely. But they were willing participants after a little bit of talking and talking about how they can contribute to the future of public health. Well, those 50 people, we gave BlackBerries. Why did we use BlackBerries? Not that I promote or own stock in the BlackBerry company, it's just that that was the approved PDA to be used within the state of Florida as a mobile device. So what we did is we gave them the BlackBerry, we gave them the access that they needed, we turned on and paid for all of the services related to that BlackBerry for 6 months. Okay, what they had access to was a scaled back version of our PRISM application. By scaled back, I mean they didn't have the full capacity of the application on the BlackBerry that they have at the desktop. Most of what was on the BlackBerry was functions and functionality related to supporting field investigation specifically, hence why they are in the hand of the field investigators. Okay, so this doesn't have clinical stuff or clinical support systems in it. So we focused on the investigative aspects of it, and we looked at the features that are most important to them, the ability to search for people, persons, profiles that they're actually investigating, laboratory test results that come in every day, monitor what's on their task list, which is new disease reports that are coming in that might be related to the investigation that they're already undergoing. This is what we did with the pilot, with the BlackBerry. So here, you know, people always like to see, I'm a visual person, so when I talk about a BlackBerry application, I wanted to give you a snapshot of what one of the screens look like. This is the log-on screen. The PRISM application in the state of Florida uses a single sign-on because we wanted to relieve our staff of the need to remember yet another password. In an environment, by the way, which is also kind of funny because most security policies say don't ever write your password down anywhere. But when you're logging into 60 different applications and you're at my age, let's just put it this way, that's a very difficult policy to adhere to. Unfortunately, I could not relieve the investigators of this particular worry of having yet another password because part of the work we're doing in the field is not just STDs, but believe it or not, it's also the HIV work we're doing in the field because HIV is a sexually transmitted disease, and we wanted to give our HIV coworkers the feeling of the added security that was inherent with the mobile device that we were using. Here's a screen that looks at the summary. Every individual in our program is assigned a series of tasks every day, and it's monitored by the application. By the way, the application itself is a very robust application that helps their workloads. Here's a snapshot of the summary screen that they could look at to see what's currently on their task list or waiting for them to complete. Here's a snapshot of the screen that's called a field investigation record, commonly known as the FR or the field record in our program. And as you can notice, I'm just showing you the top of it. Ken Griffiths is a worker, not a client. I try to be very careful about that. So at the end of the day, basically what they did is they took these BlackBerries into the field for 6 months. And for that 6 months period, they were able to do their field investigations, look up people, look up their test results. For example, let me give you a good example. If you're out in the middle of nowhere, believe it or not, although the University of Florida in Gainesville, Florida has won several national championships, if you've ever been to Gainesville, Florida, you're often going to be shocked at how rural that area is. And so these staff are responsible for 14 surrounding counties. When they leave the office in the morning, they may not come back to the office because they may be 125 miles away from the office. So what they did is they had the BlackBerry with them, able to look up their field records. If they talked to the persons, they could disposition, which is close the field record with an outcome. If they got information from the client, they could look them up. For example, if I was working outside of Gainesville, and I'm talking to someone that's infected with the disease, or I suspect of being infected with the disease, and they tell me, well, yeah, I had my lab test last week, a couple snaps of a button, you're either there or you're not there. which basically means in our world, you're either telling me the truth or you're not telling me the truth. So at the end of the day, I think you get the principle here. We basically put the application and access to our application on a BlackBerry, although scaled back. So what happened at the end of the 6 months? I mean, did it make a difference in the health outcomes? Was our performance measures any different? So I specifically, and this is preliminary, obviously, because we just concluded the project, but I can give you some preliminary results of what we found. We looked at we isolated the mobile users, and we compared them to for the project period, January to June of this year, to their January to June performance in the previous year, just as a reference point. Our disease intervention index, as you can see from here, went from 0.48 to 0.54. And I know these seem insignificant, but in our world, a percentage of point something makes a big difference in the total number of people that are impacted by this. So this is pretty good. I mean, at least they didn't tank. I mean, generally what I expected in many respects is when you introduce something totally brand new to someone, the newness of it is going to have an impact on performance. But generally speaking, through the training that took place and the use of it, that we didn't run into that. We actually saw an improvement here. We also saw a slight improvement in the partner index. That's the number of people that we could identify with someone who's infected telling us how many partners they may have on it in their case. There's something, there's a national performance measure that STD programs are judged by, and that's the treatment of primary and secondary syphilis. And just to give you an idea, if you look here, we start with the specimen collection date, and we break it down into 7, 14, and 30 days. So that is to say that the client was treated within 7 days of the specimen collection, 14 days of the specimen collection, and 30 days. So as you can see, from the prior to the project to after the project, there's slight improvements here. Hey, this is not barn-burning improvements, but it was only 6 months, okay? Timely treatment of contacts, another important measure nationally to this program. As you can see, again, incremental increases in performance in these respects. Treatment of women, very important in the state of Florida. Pregnant women are tier one priority. That is, we want to protect the outcome of the birth to ensure that the baby's born without disease. We want to make sure that the woman during her pregnancy doesn't retain the infection, that she's treated and rendered non-infectious. Again, we saw improvements here. Timeliness of investigation. This is a real duh moment. What you want to see when you give people these devices or this kind of access, you want to see decreased time frames in the course of these investigations. It should take less time for you to do your job if you've got access to the information in the field. And again, if you look at the time between specimen collection and the field investigation conclusion, you see a one-day reduction. If you look at the time that, and let me pause for just a moment. This is very important because I want you to understand in the STD program, our investigators will howl loudly the fact that they're measured by the time that begins with the specimen collection, okay? Because there's a period of time between the specimen collection and the reporting of the result that they have no control over. And I want you to understand when you look at these numbers and you see a reduction in that, that's a pretty cool thing. What they really like to key on is the fact that when they get it in their hands, how long did it take them to close the investigation? That's the middle one. See, here you see it went from an average of 14 days down to 11. If you look at the days between the collection of the specimen to the time that we're actually going to interview the infected client, you saw a 5-day reduction. Not barn-burning results, but impressive to see in a 6-month trial or pilot project. One of the other things we want to see a reduction in is unfavorable dispositions, things like unable to locate the individual. Located the individual, but he said, you know, go blow or fly a kite. I don't want to talk to you. You know, you want your unfavorable outcomes to be reduced. And here we saw a reduction 1%. Still pretty cool. By the way, just real quick, as a backdrop to this, I put a caveat. In the middle of this project, one of those things you can never control, an entire shift in priorities took place. The DIS woke up in May and realized that kids between the ages of 15 and 24, pregnant women, were number one. And this is a paradigm shift for our program, who is entirely focused on syphilis, regardless of the age or the HIV-infected clients. So give them credit. They did pretty well there. The application provided what we could measure, at least, some improvements in outcomes and health indicators. We saw improvements in staff performance. Sometimes someone said something to me about a Hawthorne effect. It could be the fact that you're walking around this device and you're wondering, okay, they're really watching me now. I better do well. Either way, still, it's nice to see performance improvement. we saw that this approach, giving people the ability to have the access they need in the field, contributed to positive health outcomes in terms of service delivery, and we saw that nice improvement in timeliness. Okay. There's other things in a BlackBerry that made this very important. It's not just the access to the application. The BlackBerry device gives you access to email, internet services, GPS, phone, sort of the all-in-one package. So if you're talking to someone or looking at an investigation record that's got a phone number, on a BlackBerry it's highlighted. You push the button, bada bing, you're making a phone call. That's nice. There's some features to that that kind of made sense. There were some disadvantages. Imagine that. Putting an entire application on something the size of a credit card. Well, it created a little bit of a problem because the screen is small. And the QWERTY keyboard, okay, most of our, okay, we have a lot of ladies that work for the program, there's no doubt about it, but we got some guys, their fingers are about the size, about half the size of the QWERTY keyboard. So the first thing that came back in the survey is this keyboard is killing me, I can't type. And that was a limitation you kind of expect. The other thing is, when you take age-seasoned DIS, disease investigators, these guys are trained. They have a knee-deep level history in paper. When you give them a device they've never seen before, there's a little bit of an adjustment period into how to use a BlackBerry. What does this scrolling thing do? And how do I highlight? And how do I... Simple operations was a little bit of a difficulty. But that comfort level with smartphone technology was a limitation to it. Okay. To conclude, we found that basically delivering the mobile aspects of the to the field operations improved the outcomes we were looking for. So what are we looking for as a next step? What would make life better for the investigators? Because ultimately, what we want to do is put the power in their hands. Our next step is the use of netbooks. 10.1-inch netbooks gives you a little bigger screen, gives you a full keyboard. We're going to use the SSL VPN connectivity with the netbooks to enable them to do their investigations in the field. But imagine the side benefits here, PowerPoint presentations that might be loaded on there that help with the counseling session, images, pictures, information, interaction with people. The old season DIS says, no, paper has got to be paper. But you got to understand the generations that are growing up now are used to the technology. They're comfortable with it. So that's something we're pushing for. So we're advocating for this kind of change because we always have to find ways to do more with less. And that's